Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 down to verse 11. It reads, "Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. 'All this I will give you,' he said, 'if you will bow down and worship me.' Jesus said to him, 'Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.' Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him." It sounds like a stupid request, personally, to me. I mean, the devil's making here, bow down and worship me. Surely Jesus isn't going to do that. But it must have been some kind of legitimate temptation, or he wouldn't have issued it. What's going on here? Well, there's a contrast. There's a contrast here with the end of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verse 18, where Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Here, Jesus is on a mountain. He's given all authority and power by God. Why? Precisely because he did not claim it for himself, but instead because he was completely, humbly obedient to God, even to the extent of dying on a cross. It's that submission, that humility, that means that he has authority, not because he bows down to worship Satan. The original context of Jesus' response here is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13. Every good Israelite knew that scripture. It's included there because, in a way, it sums up all the temptations. And it's there to strengthen us in our faith too. And as a result, the devil leaves him, at least for a time, and the angels come and attend to him. What is the right attitude to have towards temptation? Oscar Wilde had a couple of famous quotes about temptation. One from the picture of Dorian Gray was, "The only way to get rid of a temptation is to yield to it." And his other famous quote from Lady Windermere's Fan is, "I can resist everything except temptation." Well, that doesn't have to be the case for us. But since temptation is a reality, God in his mercy has provided three things to help us. Let's consider these here. Firstly, he has provided us with the strength to resist temptation. There is a way out, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. Second, there is the ability to learn from temptation for the future, which the Israelites in their history should have done, but unfortunately usually did not. And the third is to be strengthened by temptation as the result of having been through it. Temptation is a normal part of life because otherwise there wouldn't be really a choice. Without temptation, we'd actually have no opportunity to choose to do God's will. In other words, we wouldn't be able to express our love for God. There is a choice. Adam had the choice, and Jesus had the choice, and we have the choice, and thus we have the opportunity to love God and experience his love. Why not look at temptation positively, since we have no choice about the fact that we are going to be tempted? Let's use the strength God provides to resist and to conquer it, and let's learn from it for the future, and let's be strengthened by it, as I believe Jesus was. We'll go on to look at a later part of Matthew chapter 4 in the next recording. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.